How can you really balance parenting and marriage?
Can you really balance it? Pag-usapan natin.
Oh, kasi when you say balance, may nasa gitna, pantay sila. So, or if not pantay, is basta wala mahuhulog. Di ba?
Lalo ng anak natin na mahuhulog.
Oo, depende kasi kung siso, balance sa gitna. Pero kung marami kang bit-bit, balancing means no, nothing will go down, nothing will fall. Di ba? So, pwede mo nga ba talagang balansehin ang parenting and married life? Of course, the answer will always be yes. Kasi parenting and married life are
both glass balls.
Oh, two different things, but both glass balls na important sa buhay mo. Pero, we all know that marriage is, your spouse is your main priority. But we all know then how fragile kids are, especially newborn, tapos growing up years nila. So, welcome to Love Connect Podcast with
The Kosho. So for today's podcast, we'll talk about the reality of married life, that it's not just about you having the honeymoon stage, but you really having a bigger family. Siyempre, pag kinasal na kayo, family na kayong mag-asawa, whether you decide to have your own children or the Lord will na dumami ang mga anak nyo. But how do you keep the love alive while still having the kids being raised
especially
well?
Especially kids, no? Kasi mas madaling sabihin na mag-date kayo. Na
pag empty nesters,
kanya. Pag malalaki na yung mga anak mo, yung mga anak mo na hindi na sumisiksik sa'yo, gusto nang lumabas sa barkada nila. Diba? So mas madali ng, well, again, ibang atake nila. Iba ang pagpapalaki ngayon ng ibang stress nila eh. Pag nakakusap ko
sila. Siguro dun tayo sa stage na kung ano yung meron tayo. Sa 0 to 10.
Yan.
Para mas realistic,
diba? Oo, kasi 10 ba? 10 ba ang anak na gusto mo?
I mean, yung age.
Age ang ano, kala ko 0 to 10 eh.
Oh my gosh.
Pinapawisan
praise
ka.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Oh.
Ayan. Okay. So, what we want to talk about is, ano ba yung mga na-realize natin in parenting that is very, ano siya, connected to married life, na dapat hindi apektado ang love nyo together. Especially, ang anak mo kasi 24/7 nahanapin ka. Diba? 24/7, magkasakit yan. Okay, nakatuto ka na. Newborn, season, nakatuto ka. Hindi pwedeng, anak, pwede bang 2 hours, hindi ka muna pansinin ni mami.
Which is bawal nga, kasi pag newborn, 2 hours of sleep, medyo kakabahan ka lang kasi dapat dedede siya ng dedede, diba?
Of course, yan ang kanyang version kasi iba nakabattle naman.
Still, mag-milk pa rin siya.
And the others are working. But still, what we're saying is, how can you really have a good married life while being young parents? Diba? So, let's start. Okay. Let's start with the challenges first. Tapos let's try ano yung nakatulong sa married life natin. Number one for me is yung time. We all know that the best gift daw na mabibigay mo sa tao is time kasi you cannot take it back.
Yes.
Diba? Well, ang pagkain di ba rin mababawi eh. Ilalabas lang nila yun.
At ayaw mo naman din i-take back yun.
Ayaw mo i-take back. Kinain na nila
let
yun.
Let go
eh.
Na yun.
Pero totoo naman, di ba? Time kasi is something that precious.
Yes.
Pinigyan ako ng oras.
You give your whole self kasi when you give time.
Kasi yung oras pwede nandito, nandun yun sa barkada, nandun yun sa TV, nandun yun sa Mobile Legends, nandun yun sa masaya maglaba. Pero nandun sa'yo. Pero nung may anak na, suddenly nabawasan yung time nyo at malaking oras ang nawala sa married life nyo. Or let me rephrase that. Pwedeng parenting is married life, so part siya ng married life, time siya ng married life, pero nawala yung time nyo sa isa't isa. Na magkasama na focus kayong dalawa lang.
Yes, I love that term, focus. I was about to say that. Kasi yun time, you can be...
You can say it again. Focus.
Focus.
All right, very good. Now
you can be all together as a family. Time yun, quality time yun. Pero yung focus mo, pwede magkasama kayo mag-asawa. Like us, magkasama tayo, pero ang focus natin is not really to each other 100%. Mm-hmm. Unlike before na talagang matititigan mo mula ulo hanggang paa yung asawa mo. Pero ngayon it's like, okay, the presence of each other is more important than really to have the focus. Kasi nga, focus mo, pag nalingat ka lang, at teka, may gagawin na tong anak
at saka,
ko.
At saka dati, game lang tayo, magsimula tayo magnegosyo, ministry dates tayo, pero magkasama tayo.
Yes.
Holding hands lang ngayon, yung holding hands mga precious na kasi ang kahawak, may kanya-kanya tayong bit-bit na bata.
Oh, at especially yung anak mo, very clingy.
Tapos hindi lang clingy, tatakbo pa yan. So, di mo mahawakan ng kamay ng anak ng asawa mo kasi baka mamaya mahulog sa escalator yan.
Yes.
Di ba?
And speaking of time, usually kasi pag may events kami dalawa ni Drews, it's just the two of us. Like, we can go days na talagang sunod-sunod yung schedule na yan.
Diba no, first time na nag-holding hands tayo ng tayong dalawa, parang tagal natin di ginawa to.
Yes, isang event na
diba?
Yun din natin.
Tapos lusaw na lusaw ka, no?
Of course, always. But recently, umattend kami ng Big Bad Wolf kasi we had this interview for the Feast Books for our book, Love Connect the Couple's Language to a Happy Marriage. And we were interviewed. We came from the feast. After that, kasama na ng mga kids. Kasi nga, of course, book sale yun. So what do you expect? It's all about for the kids. Mm. So syempre yung mga tao parang, kasama nila yung kids and there were single people in the crowd. They were like, parang kabang-kaba sila for
kasi
us, diba?
Kasi nakakaba naman talaga. Hatakin ba naman ng tarpaulin?
Tarpaulin, yung book, and all.
Apakan yung wires.
But this is the time that we have. So we also respect the season. But in married life, how do you dad reconcile that? Yung challenge natin. Paano nakakatulong? Kasi for sure, hindi lang tayo married couple na ganito. Ito totoo ha. Madami ako nare-receive na messages from wives na how do you do it, sis love? How do you do it at the love? Kasi ito yung situation ko, ito yung ganito. Wala kayong helper ni Kuya Drews. How do you do it? So, what's helping us?
Well, kung sa bahay naman, nandiyan naman si lola at lola. So, the other things in the house naman is, I mean, taken care of. Pero tayong dalawa, with kasi ano yan eh, nakafocus na tayo dati sa ating dalawa at saka negosyo. Ngayon, negosyo tayong dalawa, ministry, and the kids. And of course, the kids.
It's a big chunk of the pie.
Oo, especially in their season. Especially hanggat di pa nakapagsalta yung isa, ng diretso, yun talagang comprehensive.
Overbalize na diba?
So, the message is still the same. When it comes to time, you have to be intentional. The thing is, the intentional was easy during the time na wala pa yung mga anak mo. Now, dumating sila, intentional now, nag-level up na ngayon yung ano niya. Parang sa mga gamers dyan, easy. Meron sila yung mga intermediate, hard, medium, hard, difficult, mga ganun. So ngayon, mas magiging intentional ka pa. Kasi kung dating intentional mo, pwedeng 2 p.m. usap lang kayo, tayo after feast. Lagi nating date is planning schedule kaagad.
So if you're first time listener of the podcast and you don't know what the feast is all about, feast is a Catholic community under the Light of Jesus family. So si Drews preaches the word of God every Sunday in the Feast Carmona. Events play second floor of the Manila Jockey Club, Carmona,
come join
Cavite.
Us.
Please join
come
us. We have Holy Mass celebration. Us. People are asking, is it Catholic or a Christian? It's a Catholic community.
Bring your family and friends. Nako, mabibless kayo doon.
So go.
Okay, so going back to that, no, nasa na ako yung be intentional.
Yes.
Kasi you have to be intentional especially now that meron ang kumukuha ng oras nyo together. And importanteng tao din siya. So being intentional means now sa mga extra time nyo, kailangan nyo matuto na mag-break muna para makinig sa ibang podcast here in The Abundance Network.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Tayo lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you, or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
And we're back.
And tapos ganun sa point na yan.
Hindi, yun. Gusto ko lang sabihin na us, paano tayo naging intentional? Nagkaroon tayo ng extra time talaga na pagtulog na sila doon tayo. And we can say na this is a free time na relax kasi pagod yung diwa mo, pagod na pagod yung katawan mo. Walang relax sa work. Sabi ko nga kay Love, uuwi yung husband, di mo pwede sabihin na magpahinga ka na pagod ka sa trabaho. Kasi dapat si husband, pwede mo rin sabihin na magpahinga ka na, pagod ka buong araw, nag-handle ka ng mga bata.
Na pareho kayong pagod.
Diba? So you have now to be intentional and yung intentional na yun, you have to agree na, oh, tulog na sila. Extra oras pa para sa atin ito.
And speaking of time, the second thing that I noticed na magiging challenge ng hands-on parents or kahit kasi nakatrabaho kayo or work from home kayo or stay at home yung isa talaga, the affection will really, ano, change. Mm. Affectionate sense na there was a point na yung paa na lang ni Drew tsaka yung paa ko na lang yung magkakonek sa kama. Kasi si Drew, si Anya, ako, si Pio, tapos ako. Tapos yun na lang yung natitira kasi na magkadikit sa amin physically. Because the affection will really change.
Ayan, kasi our version is naka-co-sleep tayo as a family.
Yes, and it's something that, it's one of the best decisions that we've made.
Alin,
in our
co-sleep?
Yes.
Eh, kasi co-show tayo, kaya co-sleep tayo.
And many couples also experience this kasi nga ang parenting, kung akala mo, demanding ang asawa mo, demanding din ang parenting. Kasi, di ba, ang kids will not wait for you to finish. Minsan nga, i-give up mo yung pag-pee mo, i-give up mo yung pag-poop mo. Like, there was one time si Anya, takot-takot siya sa kulog. And I said, anak, I really have to poop. No, mama, maybe next time. So, how is that, di ba? Pero, yun talaga eh, you really have to sacrifice. And affection is something na parang, hindi mo na masyado mabibigay sa asawa mo. Kaya nga, di ba, minsan parang nagiging cause siya ng challenge na, oh, hindi mo na ako nilalambing, hindi mo na ako hinahug, hindi mo na ako kinikiss because you're too focused on their roles and responsibilities. And it's a big deal kasi nga, family life eh, pinangarap yung dalawa yun. But of course, no one's really prepared enough for what's to come when it comes to parenting.
So, ang solution dyan?
So, the solution is, patulugin nyo sila ng maaga. Para magkaroon kayo ng time for affection.
Kasi be intentional with the time.
Yes.
And, alam mo, ano eh, no? Old age wisdom is still the same. Be intentional in giving affection.
Yan ang sabihin ko. Still be affectionate.
Say it again, mommy.
Yan ang sasabihin ko.
Say it again, please.
Say it again, please, Lars Anya. So, you have to be affectionate kasi, there was one time sabi ni Anya, you know mama, when I see you and papa like fight, kasi feeling niya pag nagtaasan na kami ng boss si Drews, I fight na yun for them, di ba? But we also explained to them that, of course, adults need to discuss things like grown-up issues, di ba? But he said, but when you love each other, when you hug each other, when you say I love you to each other, we also do the same ni Pio. That's what she calls Andre. So you have to say I love you every day pa din. You have to kiss. Ako sobrang appreciate ko yun kay Drews pag nalambing pa rin niya ako. Kasi nga, minsan nalilimutan mo na talaga na lambingin yung asawa mo kasi trabaho ka na.
Pag nilambing kita, magkano?
Uy, grabe siya. Magkano? Sige nga, lambingin mo para mag-asa ko.
Kailan ang delivery? Ganun naman tayo, di ba?
And ma-realize mo, you also model the affection to your kids. You model the affection to their siblings. You also model the affection for themselves. Kasi nakikita niya na minamahal mo yung sarili mo at minamahal mo yung asawa mo. Nag-foster siya ng nurturing environment.
Ang ganda niya, kasi prioritizing your marriage, pwede mo sabihin na, I cannot prioritize it right now kasi at 4 p.m., priority ko asawa ko. Pero dumadating ang anak ko, gutom na siya. O nagpupo siya. Eh, anak, hindi kayong priority ko, priority ko ang asawa, ang nanay mo.
Ay, sige, yan. If there is someone na pilosopo.
Mamaya na ganun, di ba? So, saying that priority mo ang asawa mo, meaning, you really have to create a plan already. Alam mo na, nakita mo na buong araw mo, imposible ito sa itong lunch na to, prepare ka ng pagkain. So, you know, may extra time kami mamaya.
Mm-hmm.
So, you'll be intentional now with your time. You'll be intentional with your affection. Or, pagod, nakatalikod. Ano bang affection ng asawa mo? Akapin mo.
Pero it's just a challenge in that kasi the affection isn't just like intimacy. For others, they demand something bigger or I'm not saying that it's bigger for all married
new
couples.
House,
but,
ganun.
But sex is something that's very important for most men.
That kind of affection.
So, parang sa kanila, o di akap, kiss, pero hindi yun ang gusto ko. Gusto ko kahit may anak tayo, may time tayo to be physically intimate.
Madami yan, nagagawa ng paraan yan. Di
so,
ba?
Napag-usapan
naman natin dati yan, yung mga, basta ang tawag dyan kung gusto,
may paraan.
Kung ayaw, oo, may sakit sa kapagod, gano'n.
May period yung asawa mo.
Oo, yung part na yan, pwede rin maging intentional dyan, especially if you know, by the way, we're part of another group, the Smart Parenting. So, napakinggan ko na yan na merong, the wife was really into it because sabi niya, I love hearing my husband loving it. So, it was intentional. And that was love, di ba?
Yes,
so,
that's submission.
You have a big license to do that to your spouse. So, be intentional about it. So, ako naman, gusto ko pang isang pag-usapan is yung care front. Kasi it's easy to care front your spouse nung kayong dalawa lang. And then, dumating yung mga anak mo.
Mga asawa. Take note, anak po ah.
Yung mga anak mo. And now, if you're a gentle person, or if you're sanay, say, if you're sanay, sheesh. kasi ka sa mga ganyang loving the kids, it will be easy for you to be gentle to them. Kasi they're kids. It's like they have license to be messy. They have license to not yet be fully in control of their emotions. They have license na magbabato sila, pero hindi ka pwedeng fully magalit kasi alam mo naman, hindi naman nila alam ginagawa pa nila. Pero, ako dito naman ako guilty, parang tinanggalan ko naman ng lisensya ang asawa ko mapagod. Di ba? So, care front is also in married life. You have to understand, may lisensya ang mga anak mo sa season nila, may lisensya rin kayong bawat isa sa season nyo. May lisensya ka bilang provider na mapagod at mag-adjust. May lisensya rin ang asawa mo na mapagod at mareklamo sa'yo. So, the thing is, you're still the safe space of each other and you have to be intentional on this as well. Totoo naman, lilipas din yan. Pero yung habang nandiyan kayo, it's a good thing. Naku, sabi ko kay Love, darating ang panahon, hindi na magpapabuhat ng the same way itong mga anak ko na ito. Pero, in married life, kailangan mo pa rin talaga na habang nasa season ito, paano mo i-care front, i-care, ito i-love yung asawa mo.
Yes. Isa pa sa mga challenge na pinagdaanan namin ni Drews is really going out on dates. There are some couples kasi that they can really leave the kids at home with the helper or with lolo and lola. And we used to have this question na, wala pa kayong yaya? Or like, hindi niyo ba maiwanan yung kids? Kasi lahat parang baby barangay ang dala lagi, diba? So for married couples who are listening to us, that you feel that you are also in the same situation, that you cannot leave your kids behind, it's okay. It's okay not to be like other couples. It's okay when you feel like you want to be alone too as a married couple. It's okay to feel that sometimes you want to escape but you can't. And it's also okay that you are bringing along your kids with you if you are going out. Because, yung nga sabi ni Drews, it's a season talaga eh. And that's when you also realize that you are creative in making memories as a married couple. Like kami ni Drews, naging creative na lang kami kasi we spend quality dates, ng couple dates pagtulog na yung mga bata. Nag-date kami pagka ganito, nag-ano kami ng podcast.
Simpleng kape.
Yes.
Simpleng pagkain.
And magiging creative din.
Dumadami ang pagkain.
And magiging creative din kayong mag-asawa. Kasi nga, the reality is that marriage isn't just like an Instagram that when you post, lahat maganda, lahat couple dates, lahat travel and all. It's not really like that. The reality is that when you go home, you have responsibilities for yourself, for your spouse, for your kids, and at the end of the day, to God.
Yeah. At saka, isa pa, another point is, hindi, wala na, tama na, ang dami na masyado.
Ang dami na.
Hindi, gusto ko lang sabihin na to all the married couples out there who are also parents, parenting is part of marriage.
Not marriage, part of parenting.
Oo, ganun siya. So, it's how you do things together in parenting that you can be creative so that you can still love each other, still fulfill each other's emotional needs, still give time to each other, embrace each other in your season. Don't forget to thank each other. Hindi lang isang pagod, parehas kayong pagod.
I love that. Thank you.
Diba? Tapos, but surprise mo pa rin kung gusto niyo ng mga bag, bilang mo ng bag.
Kung gusto niyo ng, thank you, Lord.
Gusto niyo ng ramen, bigyan mo ng sushi, sashimi. Hindi, totoo yan. Tapos, i-ano nyo, yung, again,
gaya ng, masabi na, materialistic hindi, naman.
Ibig sabihin, gaya ng dati, sabi nila, wala nang freedom kapag kasal ka na. To married couples, if you love your spouse, being with them is freedom. You love your children, parents who are married, being with your family is freedom. So, enjoy that part of your life. And you can feel free to message us ano yung mga natutunan nyo to married couples or parents as well.
Yeah, so just to answer our title, how to balance marriage and parenting, is it's really more of managing marriage and parenting. and having that harmony.
Yeah, you manage the task, not the person.
Yes.
Kasi ang person di minamanage yan, especially married couples, you love each other, you do things together. So when you manage it, be intentional with time, be intentional with your affection, be intentional still with care front. Ano yung paparayain mo? Lisensya ang ibibigay mo sa asawa mo.
And at the end of the day, please don't forget to pray together because that's what really works wonders in your marriage. We've witnessed that ni Drews for the longest time and we've been married for 9 years, going 10 this March 2024. And
next year.
And yun talaga siya. Yun talaga yung wonder dun.
Yeah, and so, talking about prayer, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we pray for all those who are overwhelmed, all those who are tired, all those who are, Lord, hanggang kailan ba to? Lord, give me a break. Lord, we pray that you ignite a beautiful union to all those who are married and also parents at this time. And a special prayer for those who are praying to be parents someday. We pray for the womb to open. We pray for the wisdom. We pray for provision. We pray, Lord God, for a great family life. Be at the center of your married life. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Don't forget to listen to our podcast and all the podcasts here in the Abundance Network because love connects.